For this morning's devotion, I will be reading from Hebrews 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. In Hebrews 6, this is a word of encouragement to believers, to saints, sanctified by our Lord Jesus to continue on until the end. For even in their day, they expected the end. And how much more should we? This chapter begins with a warning of apostasy, that there would be a falling away within the church, that there would be some who would hear, see, and even partake of in the works of the Holy Spirit, but were never born of the Holy Spirit. Much like Judas, one counted among the disciples, and yet he was not counted as a brother in the Lord. Now in verses 10 to 12, we are given a word of encouragement to continue on as many fall away. Hebrews 6, verses 10 to 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Verse 10 begins with a very profound statement of truth. God is not unrighteous. Now imagine just for a moment if this was not true. If God would be full of power, all-knowing, existing everywhere, but wasn't righteous, that would mean he could not be a loving God either. He would not judge rightly. There would be no consistency. There would be no foundation. What chaos and eternal uncertainty we would face. But he is righteous, perfectly consistent. And so we can trust in his word to know it is truth. Because he is righteous, judging rightly, he will not forget our labor of love in his name. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 14 says, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And we do the work in his name. It's not in our own name. My name holds no value. Apart from God, I am not holy. I am not righteous. I'm not even good. God does the work through us to establish it in his name. And you see this is consistent throughout the Bible. God's promise to restore Israel, even in their disobedience. Ezekiel 36 talks about this restoration into 37. And in Ezekiel 36, verse 22, we hear the words of the Lord. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine, for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen whither you went. And later on in that chapter, in verse 36, the Lord says, I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. He declares it, he is sovereign, and it will be done. Part of the good work and labor of love we do in the Lord is to minister to fellow saints. The word minister means to serve, to be a servant. In Matthew 20, verses 25 to 28, Jesus instructs his disciples, specifically James and John, after their mother was aspiring that they would be in a position of authority, in high position, Jesus instructs them on proper Christian ambition. Not to exercise authority, but to be a servant to all. Matthew 20, verses 25 to 28. And Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and that they are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to minister unto, but to minister, not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. It's amazing to think that God would come in the flesh not only to become man, but to be a minister unto man, sinful man. That is humility at its highest, and that is the example of our Lord Jesus. We are to minister to the saints, but who are the saints? Well, I know John is a saint. I know this because he plays on our baseball team and we're called the Saints. But I also know that because he loves the Lord, he has made Jesus his Lord of his life. That is a saint. By saints, the Bible isn't speaking of those who perform a miracle and meet certain requirements that of excellence that the Catholic Church determines to be a saint. That isn't what the Bible is talking about. No, according to the Bible, we who humbly seek the Lord in repentance and by faith are declared holy and set apart by God and for God, saints prepared to serve. Verse 11 of Hebrews 6 states that it starts with the pronoun we, and it includes the subgroup of every one of you. Every one of you declared to be a saint by God. We are called to show through our words, through our thoughts and actions, to testify to the full assurance of hope until the end. Full assurance means to be convinced it will, with absolute certainty, come to fulfillment. There is no doubt in it. And what is this absolute hope in? Hope to inherit the promises made by God. There are many promises of God that we read of. Some have been revealed. Some are yet to be fulfilled. And yet some are reserved for glory. One amazing promise we read is in Galatians 3, verse 29. In Galatians 3, verse 29, we read, "And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." We as believers are grafted in to take part in the promises made unto Abraham. But much more than that, we are co-heirs with Christ. We have a great inheritance that is reserved for those who trust in Jesus. Romans 8, verses 17 and 18. "And if you, children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Many of us go through times of suffering, some more than others, and yet the promises of God are not, the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the promises of God. We are children of an amazing promise. And so I encourage you all to continue to minister to one another, to give God the glory, and to press on in full assurance as he has instructed us to, until the end. Jesus said that none would be lost that were given to him by his Father. And that is an amazing promise. So we should walk in that promise by repenting of our sins, trusting in God, living godly lives, and seeking our Father's will all the more as we see that day of his return approaching.